Well, it is Father's Day, but it's the Lord's Day. It's a day we worship and celebrate Him. It's a day we, I think as a verse I quoted a couple of weeks ago, we step out of the traffic of life and we focus on the God who gives us life, the God who gives us perspective, the God who acts and is very active in our world. As we're going through the book of Esther, the book that does not mention God's name throughout the entire book, the 10 chapters there that express about the life of Mordecai and Hadassah, known as Esther. We learn about Haman and Ahasuerus. But really what the goal is for our time in this book and over the next several weeks is that we don't just see a historical lesson of something that happened during the Persian Empire, as they were trying to expand their kingdom past Babylon into Greece. Really what our goal is to see from the Spirit's eyes God working in the situation so that we might get a grasp on how God works in our situations. Not that He will make you the queen of the United States, if there is such a thing. Not that He's going to make you president of your company, but knowing that in all circumstances, God is very present and very sovereign, and He's a providential God who is working all things for good for those who love Him or are called according to His purpose. That God is not frustrated by the world's events. He is not surprised, not shocked. He doesn't read the AJC on Sunday morning going, well, where did that come from? I'm not quite sure God would read the AJC, by the way. Just my own thoughts. But knowing that God is intimately involved, and as R.C. Sproul says, there is no maverick molecule in our universe. Nothing can happen without His divine permission or planning. God is the sovereign God. And we need not try to bring Him down to make Him like us in a limited fashion. That He is all-knowing. He is all-present. And He is all-powerful. And we see that in the book of Esther. Though God's name is not mentioned in the book of Esther, the title of the series is God Acts, the book of Esther. To see His interacting through it all. Some may ask me later, well, you didn't preach a Father's Day message. No, I did not. I could have worked it out for next week, I suppose. We're going to look at Mordecai and Haman, two different men and how they lived their lives. But even saying the term Father's Day brings up joy in many hearts in this room because you have such a fond memory of your father. The interactions with your dad were those they could put in a Norman Rockwell painting. But for many others of you, perhaps even most of you, that's not the image that is portrayed in your mind. There were struggles, difficulties, even if there was a father in the place. Sometimes there was just an absentee father. He was at a distance. And even some of you that I know when you think of father, you don't even have a picture of a person because that person doesn't exist. There is some biological father out there, but that is not someone you know or have known for years. Some of you, your fathers have passed away, and so it's not like you can get on your cell phone this afternoon and call them. I would confess that over the last several generations, though there have been pockets of good fathers, godly fathers, and even some fathers who maybe weren't so great, but they did the best they knew how at the time, even without God, there are many pockets, if not most, in the last 20 to 30 years that there was a failure of fathers. A failure of understanding the role of a father, both of leader and of companion and of shepherd of his home. There was a failure of fathers to be intimately involved in the activities of his children and his spouse.